You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Cornell University, New York Sea Grant, and charter boat captains have teamed up on a high-tech mission to learn more about the behavior of king salmon in the Lake Ontario ecosystem. WAER's Scott Willis reports they're already getting valuable information from pop-off satellite tags attached to the fish.
Hi, my name is Jesse Leepak. I'm the Great Lakes Fisheries and Ecosystem Health Specialist for New York Sea Grant. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the valuable king salmon in Lake Ontario.
Leepak narrated a video that shows the tagging process with the help of charter captains. It took about a month to catch and tag 10 fish starting in early July.
Once the fish are landed, they are put in a styrofoam cradle to help keep them calm, and lake water is pumped across their gills so they can breathe. The fish are then tagged with a monofilament harness that connects the tag to the fish.
Leepak says they have 5 of 10 tags in hand, 2 others are transmitting data, and they have interesting information.
Where fish are going to deeper water than we would expect, and also shallower, warmer water than we would expect. And as we look more into these data, we'll be able to tell what the fish are doing. For example, the tags do have the accelerometers on them, so we'll be able to see how quickly the fish are swimming in those areas.
We can actually track these fish going up into the warmer surface water, where they don't prefer the warmer temperatures, and then also go down as deep as 300 feet into much cooler water than they prefer. Because we have this second-by-second data, we can really track how long they deviate from those expected temperatures.
That's Dr. James Watkins, a research associate at Cornell University. He says so far the data show the fish taking about 10 to 15 forays toward the surface on any given night, sometimes for only about 5 minutes. The deep dives last about 20. Watkins says that movement collects data about water columns, including internal waves. All of the information can serve multiple purposes. Leepak says scientists can learn more about fish behavior, and biologists can use it to inform management decisions. Then, Watkins says you have the anglers and charter services that are drivers for the local economy.
They provided their expertise and experience and equipment to get fish for us to tag and helped us out with the tagging process. So we really intend to put that information that we find and give that back to the charter boat captains.
We can identify locations where fish are more likely to be there and actively feeding. So a charter boat captain may decide to go west out of the harbor instead of east one day based on some of the conditions.
Leepak says he's been asked if they'll tag other fish like varieties of trout and sturgeon. For now, he and Watkins say they're sticking with king salmon.
Overall, the project aims to protect, maintain, and enhance the economically and ecologically valuable king salmon fishery in Lake Ontario.
Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news, go to waer.org.